9:11 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia. And, you know, as I've been saying for months, this concept of critical race theory, this critical race theory curriculum that's moving through our school system like a cancer, is both racist and damaging, in my opinion, to our overall community. The very idea that white kids are being taught to be guilty for their alleged white superiority, it's creating tension, guilt, and certainly a greater divide between kids of all races. My friend Ron Baruti and his law partner, Gwyneth Murray Nolan, filed a lawsuit. They're literally on the front line fighting against this destructive policy. The lawsuit's on behalf of a parent trying to protect this kid from what many of us see as hate speech under the guise of anti-racism. They are suing over what they see as a clear violation of federal and state laws against discrimination. Joining me now, Gwyneth Murray Nolan and Ron Baruti, two great New Jersey attorneys. What's up, guys? Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Bill. How you doing?
Good. So, Ron, let's start with you. Tell me about your client. What did he experience? What did his kid go through? And what are we suing over?
Well, in the wake of the George Floyd mess and the murder, Mountain Lakes decided that it would be important to let white kids know, essentially, that they're inherently racist. And they started to establish various programming where kids were being told throughout the school district, and parents were provided the same thing. But essentially, white children are racist and at birth, essentially, and that black kids and brown people can't achieve because of that racism.
So it's a double-sided sword. The white kids are bad because they're inherently racist, and the black and brown kids, sorry, you can't do anything with your life because of your skin color and because of the white kids sitting next to you.
Right. They have to be, white kids have to be re-educated, essentially, which is, you know, really very, very un-American.
Yeah, it's scary.
At the least.
So what is the lawsuit hoping to achieve?
Well, the lawsuit is seeking to have the Mountain Lake School District stop this programming, really. There's a violation of federal law here. We believe that under Title VI of the federal law, the school district can't accept federal funds and also teach race-based content where people are judged based upon their race as opposed to the content of the character, which used to be the gold standard.
That was the mantra from Dr. Martin Luther King, right? He envisioned a world where his kids would be judged by the content of their character, not the color of their skin. Let's go to Gwyneth, Gwyneth Murray Nolan. Gwyneth, you, as a partner with Ron on this, you've experienced, though, this at a personal level in a mixed-race household. Gwyneth? I can't hear Gwyneth. All right, let's go back to Ron. So, Ron, your partner's experienced this firsthand.
So her brother is, her father created New Jersey Kids Corp in Newark, which really for about 50 years provided a lot of services for kids in Newark who were underprivileged, et cetera. And through that, they ended up adopting an African American brother, and she is a regular part of the family. And what happened is that Gwyneth has young kids, and they've never. And she also has a niece who's African American, and Gwyneth's kids never really looked at race. They're never taught to look at race. And a few years ago, her son came back from first grade school, and she said, "Mom, do you?" Do you know that Antoine is black?
And, unreal.
Yeah, and he really had never really thought about it, and he started to ask about, who else do we know who's black, and are we different than them? And these are just things that they were never taught about because they were taught that we didn't want to teach.
Well, the whole idea, I said this last night, Ron. I spoke in Ewing, and I was in Clifton, and I said this in my remarks in Clifton, that I said, we've devolved into a world where now race is first and foremost, and we're ignoring all of these crazy and legitimate problems that need to be addressed as far as civil rights when it comes to access to education, access to a crime-free neighborhood, all of these things that are being ignored. And instead, we're indoctrinating kids to hate themselves. And as a result, I think you're fostering hate among white and black kids. So let me just say this to you. I got to jump, but real quick, your prospects of winning and what's the next step? Got 30 seconds.
Well, you know, they're filing a motion to dismiss, as they always try to do. They're trying to make it as difficult as possible, as is expected. And we intend to push through all the way to the United States Supreme Court if we have to, because these matters need to be decided at the highest levels of our court systems. We believe that we're ultimately going to win.
Great.
And, it's going to be a process.
Well, keep fighting, Ron. You know, I'm with you. Whatever you need, let's be in touch. Keep us posted on the next step and how their motion to dismiss works out. And then whatever the next step is, I want to keep the audience informed of this. So you and I will certainly stay in touch. Thank you for what you're doing. Keep fighting.
Yeah, thanks, Bill.
You take care. Ron Baruti, a great New Jersey attorney, just a class act and a hell of a fighter. All right, Jennifer, everybody else hang in there. I'll be right back. 9:17, Fast Traffic Instant Weather next.